me are the clowns at the circus that get the most attention, and that's what he's paid to do. But the reality is that the gun that was used to kill 26 people on December 14th was legally purchased in the state of Connecticut, even though we had an assault weapons ban.
All right, the governor of Connecticut pulls no punches, takes a big shot at the head of the NRA, the executive VP, Wayne LaPierre, who he was speaking of. That was Governor Dan Malloy. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Guns, guns, guns. Which side are you on? It seems like there is no in-between. Hopefully we haven't lost common sense. And as a listener wrote to us just a week ago, said, hopefully we will have a bipartisan approach. I don't know if that's possible on the federal level. I don't even know if it's possible on the state level. In Connecticut, heavily riddled the legislation with Democrats who put their rubber stamp on it because the majority were Democrats. So what happened was Dan Malloy responded to criticism from the National Rifle Association over the new gun laws, saying that, that's what he's paid to do. He reminds me of circus. He reminds me of clowns at the circus, as you heard the whole comment there from Malloy's mouth. He was on one of the Sunday talk shows, I think it was CNN, and he signed into law last week some of the strictest gun regulations that we have in this country. Following what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, the law includes the addition of more than 100 weapons to the banned assault weapons list, and it includes the semi-automatic Bushmaster rifle, one of the firearms that was there for the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. The law also bans the sale of magazines, in case you didn't hear it, that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition, as well as armor-piercing bullets. Buyers will need a certificate to buy the ammunition, also background checks for all gun purchases. LaPierre said this week that the only people who will follow the new regulations are law-abiding gun owners, not criminals. And he went on to say that he thought the problem with what Connecticut did is the criminals, the drug dealers, the people that are going to do horror and terror, they're not going to cooperate. All you're doing is making the law books bigger for the law-abiding people. Do you think that's true? The background checks especially is what he focused on. And Malloy said that the fact that the overwhelming majority of Americans like the idea of more background checks, a proposal found in legislation sitting before the U.S. Senate, he thought it was a great idea that this be a big part of what they do in Connecticut. What's interesting is, as we see this going on, there are shortages of ammunition across the country. More people are applying for gun permits. More people are buying guns, and that's really true. Hundreds, by the way, of Texas school teachers and professors and whatnot are taking free concealed handgun classes. This training was something that was envisioned by that Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, beforehand, and it drew hundreds of people to an auditorium over the weekend. 700 teachers and administrator types attended all-day sessions on gun laws and safety. This was in the Dallas area. They came from all over the place, and the free class was organized by Police Chief Bill and Kyle, who was shot at a North Texas shooting range in February. So the police chief, Wayburn, carried out his wishes to, of course, have this seminar and teach people. And it went from 20 to 30 teachers to 700 teachers decided that they needed to learn, and it required live ammunition firing training, and that's part of the whole concealed handgun licensing. And now the Texas Senate Education Committee approved a plan to train armed teachers for gunfights in classrooms or at campus sporting events or board meetings. Texas already allows teachers and other school people who have previously been certified to carry concealed weapons to do so in the classrooms with the permission of their local school. Do you see this as something that other states may try to do, might do this in the future, have this training, campus training, classroom training, board meetings in case someone open fires on the board? 30, 40 years ago, you wouldn't even thought about this. 20 years ago, not necessarily now. The proposal calls for, I think I already mentioned, the 16 hours of training to instruct the teachers how to first conceal children, how to protect them during an attack, then return fire. And it would apply to charter schools as well as public schools that don't already employ armed guards. Wow. I mean, that is huge. Lots of proposals to extend the reach of guns in schools are moving through the legislature, which opened its session a month after the kids were killed in Newtown. So the reaction in Texas was the opposite of what happened in Connecticut. Not necessarily a surprise, but isn't it interesting, a tale of two completely different responses? Okay, we're going to be armed, we're going to do whatever we have to do for these kids, and we're going to definitely have an armed guard in many of our schools. Now, some states and counties are studying also whether to tax gun and ammunition. Supporters are hoping to discourage what they say gun violence or pay for damage it causes, so that's why that came up. Cook County, Illinois this month started collecting a $25 tax on gun, any kind of gun that was bought, at least six other states are considering new taxes the same way. The tax applies to any of the purchases in Chicago suburbs, but not the city. And it's expected to raise $600,000 a year at least, and it's going to pay for indigent gunshot victims' medical care at a state or a county-run, anyway, Cook County-run hospital. Wow. They say that 30% of the hospital's trauma patients have gunshot wounds, and it costs about $52,000 for initial treatments for each one. So the tax isn't supposed to be necessarily a deterrent to gun buyers, but it's an acknowledgement that we pay a terrible price for, this is what they're saying at the hospital, a proliferation of guns. And there were a bunch of gun sellers and owners who sued to block the gun tax because of the violation of the Second Amendment rights to bear arms. But the circuit court judge who heard the case, David Atkins, his name was, denied a temporary restraining order, saying the lawsuit didn't show that this right is threatened by the tax because gun and ammo purchases are already subjected to local sales tax, and manufacturers pay a federal excise tax, which is like 10% for pistols and revolvers, and 11% for other guns, shells, cartridges, that kind of thing. You get the idea. And is it a coordinated effort by gun control groups to try to push a poll tax on the Second Amendment? Lots of pro-gun people are saying absolutely. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wow, The Evil Dead, number one at the box office. How crazy is that? $35 million is what it raked in its opening weekend. Who's going to see The Evil Dead? It's a remake of an 80s kind of campy, you know, scary movie, how they used to make them then. But this one is, I guess, much scarier and typical of the frights at every corner kind of thing, and a little bit of slashing in it. And man, of all the things that you can go and see, there's some good movies coming out. You know, we do the classic movie review and the cheap movie review here on America Tonight. And of all the things that you could, I think, choose, I don't know that Evil Dead would be on my list, but obviously someone went to see it because it was number one. Coming out next week, and I'll be curious with the start of baseball, if 42 has a lot of fans. 42 is the story of Jackie Robinson, fantastic player, Hall of Famer, who broke Major League Baseball's color line. And you have to go back to the 40s and Branch Rickey, who was part of that whole history when he signed Robinson to the Dodgers. And what kind of reaction will there be for this movie? I think it's going to be pretty high. But the story of Jackie Robinson and who it resonates with would be older people, baseball fans, along those lines. So you also have a cult, another cult scary movie coming out, which is Scary Movie 5. Something about doing fives and sixes and sevens and, you know, once a movie does well and they do, you know, they do a sequel, I think they need to stop at the sequels. They go into 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. I mean, how many Rockies are there? It's just crazy. And this is, this falls in that same category. They just stretch out the whole idea of the scary movie thing, and I guess it's about making a buck in Hollywood. So if there's an audience, if they can dig up an audience. Now, the one, I'd say there are a couple of movies that could break that. Iron Man 3, Iron Man 1 was really good. Iron Man 2 was pretty solid. But what will an Iron Man 3 be like? Is that pushing it too much over the top, Iron Man 3? And I think it might be. It might be. We'll see. Robert Downey Jr. built a big house as a result of that, and it became a franchise vehicle for him. That's the whole idea. If you get to Hollywood and you can figure out a way to get some kind of a franchise, especially action movies, and he tapped into the action movie thing because he just struck a chord with his sarcasm, and the, I think the joking way he played the character really hit home with audiences, and they liked him and they were rooting for him, and that's part of the reason that it did so well. And 3 may do well too, and there's also Hangover 3. So the rule of threes maybe applies to both of those movies. A lot of people saw the first Hangover. A lot of people saw the second Hangover. And now maybe they're going to get this same situation. They may find that they just have this audience. They've tapped into some kind of a demographic, younger guys probably, preteens and through, and that demographic is loyal to them. They're going to come out, and they're going to come out and watch no matter, you know, I mean, they're going to come out and watch no matter what because they're just hooked into it. It's an addiction. They love it. Whatever the movie is, that probably tells them ahead of time whether or not it's, you know, whether or not it's viable to come up with a script and do what you have to do behind the scenes to put a movie together. All right, a couple of quick little nuggets here as motor on down the road. Congress is trying to reach deals on immigration and gun deals, both of which we have brought up. Whether or not that actually happens in the week's time, after all of this conversation, I would have to say at least one of them happens. And if I were to pick one, I would say it would be immigration. It's a little bit clearer. But with the gun proposals, I don't know, it's not as clear, and there are definitely battle lines that have been drawn there, so I'm not thinking that that happens with any kind of speed, even though they're on the clock. I don't think so. I think it'll be much tougher to go in that direction than to go the other way. So reaching deals on immigration and gun, flip a coin, but I say gun is going to be stuck because of the feelings on both sides of that. Second Amendment right violated, or no, it's our right to, you know, to do that. Something else we're going to talk about a little bit coming up on America Tonight this week is the sad, sad, sad thing that we're starting to see. Is it any kind of a pattern of suicide of young men before hitting 30? Members of Rick Warren's Southern California Church were really saddened for the pastor. They began their Sunday services with a prayer, and the evangelical pastor led him in it. And he talked about his family coping with the apparent suicide of his 27-year-old son, Matthew. So Matthew was a kid who struggled with mental illness, deep depression, and suicidal thoughts throughout his life. And the Saddlebrook community really rallied around Pastor Warren and his wife, Kay, and their family. Do you think of the you think of the soldiers coming back from Afghanistan and the suicide rates there and the post, you know, the PTSDs and what that's done to shatter so many people in the military and families when they've come back. And I think that part of the discussion has to be recognizing signs of somebody struggling, although in the case of the Warrens, they knew that and they did everything they could to help them so that there's no blame that is lying on their doorstep by any stretch of the imagination. But what about in other circumstances with people so busy and not necessarily looking at some obvious signs and missing it, and maybe missing a chance? And this is a big maybe, because like I said, we're going to explore it this week. How do you see signs of that? Is somebody just cracking in half and no, they're not going to make it? That something's going to happen the second we're gone, we're not around, whatever. And I don't think the Warrens, after all the anguish they went through, I don't think they certainly did not believe that that was going to happen. And you think of their community 65 miles southeast of L.A., and they're adding campuses and other ministries around Southern California. It's very, very sad for his family. So what drives someone to that point? What are some signs? Well, like I said, we'll talk about it this week on America Tonight. Things that people might see that are missing, something they haven't thought about before in conversation. And that's a hard thing to try to figure out when somebody is troubled and you think they are and you think you have a handle and you think you want to have that conversation, but you just don't know. Remember, to get in touch with the show, you can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net. If you go to the website, all roads lead to all social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. You can check us out that way, too. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Newtown.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to head to the mailbag. I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of mail that we seem to get here on the show. A lot of you wanted to sound off or just express your feelings toward the Warren family. The weekend had to be tough for them. Their 27-year-old son on Friday morning committed suicide, Matthew, and he had had a history his entire life of battling mental illness. They called it just dark holes of depression. And despite the best health care money could buy, this was something that just never, ever, they could never fully control it. So he died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound at his home in Mission Viejo, California. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Liz in Illinois. Just want to say, Kate, to the Warren family, I really, really hope and pray for your family. I can't imagine what that's like. I worked with a woman who lost a son way too young. He, too, struggled with mental illness. I think there's a danger in this country of classifying people mentally ill as psychotic and nutty and going off the deep end, while probably the person to the right or the left of you deals with some form of depression. Yep, well said. You know, that's true. So we were talking about the idea of guns, and in Connecticut, where they're now beefing up their gun control laws, one of the things they're doing is they have a mental health professional that's helping to go through the background checks. But here's the thing. How many people have some sort of what would be classified under the umbrella mental illness, some sort of issue, which could be super severe, could make them do things that they normally wouldn't do, put pressure on the brain, whatever it might be, or how many people are just, you know, how many people are way off the deep end? See, I think there's a comparison trying to look at like the Adam Lanza situation or the situation with the idiot in Colorado and what happened in the movie theater there and the mass shootings, and that could be a slippery slope and would be very unfortunate if we started to do that here in the United States, because certainly there's a difference. Look at the soldiers and people dealing with post-traumatic stress syndrome. You couldn't classify them I think under that umbrella either. It's very sad. He looked like a sweet kid, and by all accounts, people said that he was nice and kind and helped out at the church and all that kind of stuff. And just really, they tried everything they could. And what a tough thing to find that happens to your family. Let's put it that way. A couple of more on that. Gino says, wow, unbelievable. Pastor Rick, power to you and your people. Loved his book. Think he's probably a really cool guy. Has to be rough. My heart goes out to the Warrens. And then this one from Paul, listening in New Jersey. And Paul says, it's a shame that we don't do more to help people who have suicidal tendencies. I can only imagine that the Warrens did everything that they possibly could, but it just goes to show you, no matter how much money or power or friends you have, it's a hard thing to really figure out what's going on in someone's mind, let's face it. And when somebody has a form of mental illness, it is a deep, deep, dark hole. One never knows how they're going to emerge. Very well said there. Yeah, of course you don't know, and we don't know this kid. We just know the things that we're hearing about him, and people really like Rick Warren and what he's done in his church. And even people, as I said before, over 30 million people read The Purpose-Driven Life. Not all Christian folks that read that. So he touched a nerve with lots and lots of people, and that's very, very rough. Okay, let's move on to another one here. This one comes to us from Joe, who says, hey, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to the show, wondering how you did in your brackets. Yeah, you don't need to ask how I did in my brackets. How about terrible? We're going to talk college hoops coming up. I mean, I wasn't even in the game. Are you kidding? I think the problem with me is I'm always looking for the big major upset, and then I get toppled in the end. So I got toppled in the end. How's that? I wasn't even close, but I didn't play a lot of brackets this time around. I was too busy. I did do one. I did fill one out, and I didn't really do very well. This one from Sabrina. Wow, unbelievable what happened to the young girl who was only trying to give books to kids who really, really needed them. Did you hear the story over the weekend about the Afghanistan shooting massacre? Really just unreal what's gone on there. And here we go again. This is the first U.S. diplomat killed since what happened in Benghazi. At least I think I saw that on the tube. We can't get out of there fast enough. What do you think? Well, this was terrible what happened over the weekend. There's five people, actually, that were killed in all. The one that a lot of news organizations are probably talking about is the 25-year-old who wanted to go and wanted to do something to reach out to kids, to help, to do whatever she could do. And her name was Anne Smegenhoff. And she joined the Foreign Service right after college and worked in a lot of different places. And it didn't matter, I guess, how dangerous the place was. She wanted to go there, and she's worked really hard, and she's the first diplomat that has been actually killed since Benghazi. And it's this just goes to show you how scary and rough it is when you're in service there. And she was what they would call, even though that area where she was pretty secure, they would call her a, she was a foreign diplomat. She worked for the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, and she was trying to get out, trying to do something, and she was doing that this past weekend. She was delivering books to a school in southern Afghanistan, and when a suicide bomber smashed into her convoy on Saturday, that's how she died. You know, it's always the convoys that seem to get people there, and that's why, no matter what and how much they've improved, some of the hardware on the tanks and on the SUVs and all that kind of stuff, it's just never enough. And 25 years old and trying to make an impact and a difference, wow. So he was speaking, and John Kerry was speaking and talked about it and said, you know, people want to kill people, and unfortunately they make these choices and then destroy lives. And this was a kid who graduated from Johns Hopkins in 2009, and her degree was in international relations, and so she joined the Foreign Service. That's how she ended up where she was. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Jake the Snake. I think he says Jake the Snake because there's another Jake that, as you all know, emails. So Jake the Snake says, Kate, when is football coming back? I am jonesing for some football. Everybody watching these college hoop games, nobody cares. The only reason they're doing it is because they have some money on it in some kind of a pool. Let's be real about it. And who cares about pro hoop? It's boring. It's fixed. It's dull. I don't care about the NBA. I care about football. Football. Give me some football. Why don't we have football year-round? Yeah, I hate to tell you, Jake the Snake. If you're waiting for some football, you're going to be waiting for a long time. We're talking like mini camps, unless you want to talk about the NFL draft. The NFL draft isn't too far away, but the NFL draft is not that exciting unless you have a top pick, your team is in the toilet, and there's just somebody you're jonesing for them to get. Of course, sometimes players that you wouldn't think really develop and become stars for teams, but I wouldn't be waiting that out. I think the most intriguing story is what's going to happen to the Notre Dame linebacker, the linebacker that got so much headlines for the fake girlfriend scandal, all that stuff, Manti Te'o. Does that affect where he falls in the draft? And you know, the NFL draft really is just the start of what's either going to be a lucrative journey in the NFL and a successful career, or somebody who doesn't really get picked till too far down, and ultimately they don't make it. But it's kind of the two sides of the coin, and there are some great players that are there. There are some great players there for the taking, but how far down do they go? What team takes them? You know, you have, it's just a crapshoot, is what I think of it. And everybody talks about the war rooms and oh, what's going to happen? We got, I want to say it's like 18 days till the draft, something like that. 18, 17, somewhere in that neighborhood. But it's, you don't know. You don't know how they're going to turn out. And it's only exciting, like I said, if you have a big pick somewhere. If it was a crappy season and the pick is pretty high and there's a great player there, then it's, then that's a different story. All right, here's this one last one, and this comes to us from Anne, who says, Kate, this week, immigration, that's top of mind. Will we have a guest worker program? Yeah, will we? It looks like there's a really big push for that to happen. But first thing is, the eight have to get together. Then the House has to have a piece of legislation. The Senate has to have a piece of legislation. Then they have to meld the two, send it to the president. So this is just really the first beginning step of this journey once again.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We're about the team. If we're good enough to win a championship, we know we have to play a great game to beat Michigan. With one day prep, this is probably the toughest prep day we'll ever have with how many things they run.
I started at 5:45 this morning watching them on film, and those 2 hours, I didn't think they were fun watching those 2 hours because they're giving you so many different looks, and with the one day prep, it's almost impossible to get ready for all those things.
Louisville, Michigan, the two coaches behind the men on the hardwood that'll go at it hard on Monday. It's all down to this after an entire season. And then there were two whittled down at the big dance to get this far after all those weeks and getting through some pretty interesting teams and some challenges. Now it's prediction time. Who still has a bracket left and who thinks that they are in the money? Rick Pitino is chasing history. VLN is chasing what some would say, as I was reading on one of the websites, validation. So it's Michigan and Louisville, and it's probably going to be a really good game. And there's a good chance that we'll see an excellent game, I think, between these two teams, two very, very big, big teams. I think kind of like a chess match, probably, on the hardwoods after watching both and certainly knowing and seeing Pitino a lot more during his career. And the sideline stories are pretty interesting, and the road to get here was pretty interesting. There were a few teams that almost blocked our friends out here, if you were watching at least the first part of it, twice you got to watch those last couple of minutes. Matt Johnson is still alive in his pool. Matt, what happened to you? What happened over the weekend that could have maybe aced it for you and didn't work out, how did you end up in this position where you're still teetering on the possibility?
Well, it all lies in the hands of Michigan right now, and
woo-hoo.
If Louisville would have lost to Wichita State, then I would have wrapped up first place in my bracket little tournament. So right now I have Louisville and Michigan in the title game. I picked that, and I need Michigan to win, and then I will claim my winnings.
Boy, you're going to be nervous watching that one.
I am going to be pretty nervous, and it would have been nice if Wichita State would have helped me out and just kind of sealed the deal for me. But now I got to be patiently waiting tomorrow night and hoping that it all goes right for me.
Yeah, against all odds. It's not against all odds for Michigan, but against all odds for some of the other teams that could have knocked either one of them off. And that's pretty cool that you're there, at the end, because it's really tough no matter how big it is. But your pool was pretty big, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a large amount of people. I can't remember exactly how many entrants there were, but it was at least 50, I know that.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I'm a great basketball mind, what can I say?
Oh, yes, you love basketball. You're watching constantly. You could tell me anything about any team in any conference.
Here's the deal, though. I am more of a fan of college basketball. I don't pay attention to the NBA. I do a little bit to college basketball, and especially here in town, I have the Gophers, but they never lived up to the expectations this year. And coincidentally, a little tie with the Final Four. We just hired Rick Pitino's son to be the head coach there. But I watch Michigan play a lot, and their guards are really amazing. And all the guests we've had on, all the experts, they always tell you guard play is very important. And when you have Hardaway Jr. and Trey Burke, they're the best in the country.
Yeah, so you're right. Guard play. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see. They're chasing the greatness, see if they can do it. It's what's interesting is Louisville in the men and the women's national championships final, in the final. Crazy. How's that happen? That's pretty good. That's pretty good for that, you know, for that school for sure, and for all the people that are big fans in Kentucky. What's interesting is the Rick Pitino has had to weather a few things as he's been at that school. If you remember, just a few years ago, there was that extortion thing that exposed of an affair, and it was just brutal. I mean, everything rained down on his head. Now that kind of all went away. That was, I want to say, it was like in 2009, because I can remember people calling about it. But that's in his past. That just went away after a few months of really, really struggling with it. And so now it's just really what happens on the hardwoods. A couple of quick things in sports in this version of Sports Shorts. We had a Carolyn Wozniacki on the show a couple of years ago, and she's the girlfriend for Rory. She's the girlfriend of Rory McIlroy, the great star PGA player from Ireland. And what's interesting is the Masters in golf is coming up this week. It's the chase for the ugly green jacket. And she's going to caddy for McIlroy in the par 3. They do this par 3 thing. So she's caddying for him in that contest, which I think will cause a lot of people to pay attention to what happens there. So it should be pretty fun. The Masters is the toughest ticket in sports to get, bar none. You know, whether you're talking about Super Bowl tickets, you're talking about Final Fours, like we were seeing the last game here, the toughest ticket is the Masters. And Rory McIlroy, who just finished second in the Texas Open, his odds for winning the Masters are 8-1. What's interesting also about this tournament is Tiger Woods, who's won it many times, is 5-2 on the board. Phil Mickelson 10-1. Justin Rose 20-1. And then you go on from there. But your top guys are Woods, McIlroy, Mickelson, and Rose. Those top four. And even though the odds makers might put them at that, you never know, because it's tough. It's perfect golf. It's target golf, the way you have to hit these greens and what has to happen. I know there's somebody out there saying, why is she talking about golf? Oh, I don't care about golf. Tell us something else, anything else. Don't tell us about golf. I don't want to hear about it. You know, I think there are a lot of people that listen to the show that like golf, because I get emails from people telling me their weekend warrior stories. And, you know, believe it or not, a lot of the stories aren't over soccer matches or something similar to that. A lot of them are over what happened on a golf course somewhere and how somebody tweaked a back or whatever. Also, what was interesting over the weekend, I thought, you know, when you have somebody who leaves a team who's a big hero to a lot of kids and whatnot, but has fallen on hard times during his tenure at the team, which would be Josh Hamilton, who a few years ago was the MVP of Major League Baseball. Josh Hamilton, now with the Anaheim Angels, used to play for the Texas Rangers. I mentioned the beginning of baseball earlier in the show. Baseball back again, so the Rangers playing the Angels, and the boos were so loud you could hear them from Texas to Los Angeles. Yu Darvish was the pitcher for the last rubber game, for the rubber game match between the two clubs, and every time Josh Hamilton, who got $125 million to go to the Angels, got up to bat, he was booed so loudly. But he had three hits, and he had a weak single that ended the game, although the Rangers were blowing out the Angels in the end, 7-3. But isn't it funny how somebody's jersey is everywhere? Everybody has this guy all over the place. They have bobblehead nights and whatnot. He was the 2010 AL, baseball's AL MVP. He played in the Rangers only two World Series, and he was a five-time All-Star. So he was flipped off, booed, just heckled to death in his return to Texas, because he said some things about the area not being a baseball town. All of you listening in the nooks and crannies out there, whatever city you're from, you know that if somebody takes a chunk out of your city, your suburb, your small town, they are not welcome. So he wasn't welcome, sports superstar or not. He can take the $125 million in his five-year deal and go back to Los Angeles.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.